strength, mental strength. But sad that man went from a hero to a zero. And I'm afraid that's where our country is going today, because of the Samsons that God has called, is called Christian, has done a lot of the same thing that this man has done. I hope God gives me long enough to preach this message this morning. United States men and women, God has called us to deliver this nation. God's called you. Sitting here in this church this morning is a call again, child of God, born again, called. He's called us to deliver this nation because we're in trouble. We forgot about God. The story about old Samson, of his disobedience, of his defeat, of his disgrace, and also of his destruction has happened to too many Christians today on the forefront of this world that we serve called the United States. Samson was very bold before men, but he is very weak before women. He had an appetite of the flesh. How he could go so high and fall so low. How could this country be the great power that is, and we're falling so fast today? How could this happen today? At the beginning, if you tried to tell him that he would fall, he would not believe it. Just a few years ago, if you would have told me the condition this country is in right now, I would not believe that this country could fall as quick as it's falling. I would not believe that Christian people would vote for killing unborn children and say, well, one just as bad as the other. Homosexuality, a sin that God destroyed, Sodom and Gomorrah, and says, I'll give this to you for an example. I'll do the same thing for any nation that supports that and embraces that type of lifestyle. Christians vote for the same thing. I would not have believed that a few years ago. United States come mighty low. There's three people sitting in the pew here this morning with you. The person that you are right now. The person that you could be for God. And the person that you may be if you take your eyes off of God. Samson, in chapter 11 of the book of Hebrew, is in a hero chapter of faith. You and I as a nation, you see, because God remembers Samson's faith and did not remember his failures. We got to pray that God will not remember our failures as a nation, as individuals, as Christians, but remember our faith as a nation. Samuel lost a lot, but he did not lose his salvation. You will not lose your salvation. The cost of low living in America, Samson paid an installment plan. And I'll tell you what, we're paying an installment plan for the sins of America from back up in the early 60s. And the people keep supporting these godless people, a society of the people's hearts so far from God that we're paying in our country. But the payment's not all come in yet. It's coming in each day. It's going to be upon your children and your grandchildren. Because God said, I will visit the generation, the third and the fourth generation of those iniquity that you have supported in this country. He said, I'll bring you down. And he brought the nation of Israel down. And he will bring this country down also. I would like for you to look into his life and our life today as a nation, also as Christian, because we are the deliverers for God. To start with, he dishonored his parents. Do you remember whenever you could tell your child to do something, you take off your belt if you needed to, but now you'd be locked up in jail. Kids knows that today. Have you ever saw any more disrespect for their parents than we have in today? Disrespect for parents in our country today. You say, well, that's not a big thing. Oh, yes, it is. That's a very big thing today. That's where it all started out. In Judges 14, verses 1, 2, and 3, and Samson went down to Taphnai and saw a woman in Taphnai, the daughter of the Philistine. Listen to how he done his mother and his father. And he came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman of Taphnai of the daughter of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said unto him, is there never a woman among the daughters of the brethren, that means of Israelites, among all the people, that they may take a wife? But if you go to the uncircumcised Philistines, and Samson said unto his father, get her for me She pleased me. I don't care what you said, I want this woman. A Philistine. God had forbid him to do this. His mother and father pleaded with him. First step down, Samson. A dishonoring your father and your mother and your raising that God raised you for. You dishonored a step down. A step down in our country when children no longer respects their mother and their father and dishonors their mother and the father. It's a step down for our nation because it's a breakdown of the family. When the family becomes dysfunctional, the church comes dysfunctional and the nation also. That's exactly what's wrong with us today. We don't think it's a big thing because we don't tell our kids what to do. We're scared to most of the time. You don't use the discipline that you need to use. You don't tell them no and mean no. They will grow up disrespecting you and they will disrespect all authority, whether it be in the school system or in the nation itself for laws or whatever. Dishonored his parents. He had a godly parents. Prayed for him. Boys and girls, you better thank God if you got godly parents today, I can tell you that. Samson started off with the wrong company. Listen to young people. There are not very many young people. Better listen. You better not start off with the wrong company. Better be careful what company that you keep. He was started with a company with a girl that did not know the Lord. She was lost. How many young people does that? He wanted to marry her. His mother and father begged and pleaded with him in the story, don't do this. Get you a saved one. Get you one from Israel. He wanted to marry this girl. And it says, 2 Corinthians 6 and 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship have righteous with unrighteous, and what communion with light with darkness? Did you know, Christian, that God forbid you, young girls and boys, to marry a lost person if you're saved? God forbids that. Many a time someone asked me, will you marry us? I said, I don't know if I will or not, not before I talk to you and counsel with you. You know the first thing I do? Are you saved? I've had people get mad and walk out and don't want me to marry them. I had someone several times I've led to the Lord before they got married. They said, oh, I love him, I love him, I love him. I said, your love is not going to hold you together because love is command, not a feeling. And they don't want me to marry them. But I got to stand before God for what I do and for what I preach. The command of the Bible. Marriage, because marriage is not just between a girl and a boy. A marriage is between two families. The saved and the lost, there's two families. Because if you marry a lost person, your daddy-in-law is going to be the devil. Going to be the devil. Jesus said, you are of your father the devil. All lost people has a father of the devil. There's two families in the world. People don't like to understand this, but it's the truth. The problem with your mate will be a spiritual problem to start with. Amos 3 and 3 says, how can two walk together except they agree? You see, whenever you have this two brought together of two families, one of them will want to go to church and worship the Lord, and the other want to sleep in. One want to give tithes to the Lord, and the other want to say we can't afford it. One wants Sunday to be a holy day, the other wants Sunday to be a holiday. Did you know, as Christians, don't want you to agree with me, it's hard enough to get to church anyway. It's hard enough to get to church anyway when both of you saved. Samson fell in love with an unbeliever, his feelings. I want her for my wife. Get her today for me. I want her. I got to have her. Samson ought to know the word of God. Christian today, you know what? A lot of them, I've taught, they ought to know the word of God, but say, I love him, I love him, I love her. And disregard the word of God brings a lot of misery into their life. Christian today. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. It is a command to honor your father and mother. He disrespect his father. He dishonored his parents to start with. And Samuel died at a very young age. very young age. He did not honor his mother and his father. The second thing, he deserted his promise. Did you know what you promised God? Every one of us is a child of God. You promised God something. You see, he dishonored his parents to start with. That ought not be named among Christians, to dishonor your parents. But the second thing, he deserted his promise. Because he promised God there was a vow. He promised God. Judges 14 and 15. Then went Samson down and his father and his mother to Taphtali and came to a vineyard of Taphtali. And behold, a young lion roared against him and he killed the lion. But the thing is, he went to a vineyard. Samson, what you doing in a vineyard? You deserted your promise. What you doing in a vineyard? You're not supposed to be in a vineyard. Christian today, you're not supposed to go to bars. Associate with any type of this type of party. What are you doing there in that bar? What are you doing there with this, having this party with all this drinking going on? Teenagers, kids? You see, you made a promise with God. And you deserted your promise as a child of God to sustain from this. What you doing down there, Samson? Old lion roared and he killed him, you know. Samson wasn't supposed to drink anything made from the grapes. He's doing it in a vineyard. Young people this day, it's a small thing. No very small thing, but always starts off small. He was at a wedding party. He went to a wedding party for his friends, his unsaved friends. You better be careful, kids, the party that you take care of and one that you go to. The Bible says the company of the fools will be destroyed. Well, he's laughing, he's joking, he's gambling there at that party with a Philistine when he shouldn't be. Samson slowly now, surely being hardened by sin. There's a lot of Christians today. Being hardened by sin. The United States don't even realize it. We did not realize it back in the 60s what was going to happen to our country today. We're being hardened by sin because we go now the same road that Samson went down. Gambling, lottery. Social drinking for Christians is totally against the scriptures and the word of God, and gambling. He's going down. He deserted his promise. What was his promise to do? One thing was deliver the nation Israel. Nazarene, God called him to deliver him. God has called you. God's called me. God's called Christians to deliver this country and bring the glory of God back to this nation. Glory, glory to God. We sing these songs of America. We need to bring the glory back because the glory has departed from this nation today because of most Christians. We can remember when the glory was upon this land. We didn't recognize it, but it was there. And not only he distorted his promise, his purpose. In Judges 14 and 15, it says, and it came to pass on the seventh day that they said unto Samson's wife, entice thy husband that he may declare unto us a riddle, begin to gamble with him, tell him a riddle, lest we burn thee and thy father's house of fire. Have ye called us to take that you have? Is it not so? He began to gamble and tell these Philistines. He had got married now. And they gambled. He gambled with them. But how much he'd do, he'd give them a riddle. They didn't know what the riddle was. I'll read it to you in a moment. They couldn't find out what it is. So they went to his wife and said, if you don't tell us, we're going to kill you and burn your household. So we find out he was gambling with these Philistines, give them a change of clothes. And then this 14th chapter says, and he said unto them, the Philistines, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound this riddle. They was losing, they did not know what it was. Out of the eater, he had killed a lion. Several days later, oh, how the sun, you know, would dry the old lion up, nothing but a carcass, and honeybees made a nest in the carcass of the lion. And old Samson went by now and got him some of that honey. So he made a gamble and a plead with them. If they could tell what this riddle was, he'd give them 30 changes of garments, gambling with them. They could not find out what it was. They did not know the answer to the riddle. So they went to his wife, and they told her, man, if you don't tell us, We're gonna destroy you, the Philistines. Tell us or else. So she went to old Samson. She began to beg. And old Samson told her the answer. And she told the Philistines. And Samson said in verse 18, if you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have found out. In other words, you're not playing by the rules of our game. And old Samson was very mad because they broke the rules that he had set forth. He went out and killed 30 men of the Philistines and took all their garments and paid off that gambling debt that he had owed by killing somebody. Now, at this time, he's not fighting for God as a lot of Christians are today. We fight against a lot of things in this country, but we're not fighting for the things of God. We're not fighting for God. He was fighting for his own self. But be careful of a Christian today. The Philistine was mad at him now for killing those people, so they waited and waited for him. When he come out, they were going to jump on him and kill him as he crossed this narrow ravine. Samson grabbed the jawbone of a donkey and killed 1,000 more Philistines. Now we see he deserted his promise to be the leader and deliver Israel, as a lot of Christians have deserted their promise to God. He deserted his purpose, defiled his purity, We see in Judges chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. Now listen, he's going on down now as a lot of Christians today. Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there a harlot and went in unto her. And it was told unto Gaza, saying, Samson is come hither, and they compassed him in and laid wait for him all night in the gates of the city and were quiet all night, saying, in the morning when it is day, we shall kill him. And Samson lay still till midnight, and rose at midnight and took the doors of the gates of the city, the two posts, and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulder and carried them up to the top of the hill that was before Hebron. Now, you know what he's doing? He's just playing a little trick. You know what he's doing? He defiled his purity. It said now he went into harlots. Now he's playing a harlot. This woman was not named. But on in the story, there's a woman named. Her name is Delilah. United States said, oh, it's not so bad. Everybody's doing it, Samson. Not so bad. Can't you see it, Samson, what you're doing? No, because he was blind a long time before they put out his eyes. And the deeper, listen, the deeper we go into sin, the less we know about it. Who would ever dream as a Christian, a child of God, would vote for anybody support cutting a baby's head off, sucking out his brains? Can you imagine that anybody could sink that low into sin to support such as that in this country? Partial birth abortion, they call it. Sinking so low, it's split halfway just about in our country. We're sinking so low into sin, we don't know much about it because we don't even call it a sin. It's not even a human being, because the Supreme Court judges said it's not a human being and the baby's born. So they turn the baby around the mother's womb, leave the head in, split the back of his neck, suck his brains out. And you vote for it as Christians of this people, the Samson of this country today. And I've heard people say, well, one just as bad as the other one. My, what a warped personality that person has. He was no longer playing games. Proverbs 5:3. For the lips of a strange woman drops as honeydew, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet goes down to death, her steps take hold of hell. Lest thou should ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou should know them. Proverbs 6:32. But whosoever commit adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroys his own soul. A wound that dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away, it shall come. We have played this game in our country. We've played this game in our country not so bad. You see, the unwed mothers today is having babies. Premarital sex before marriage. Living together today without marriage. It's all coming to installment plan that we're going to pay the price in our country. He diluted his power. United States, the most powerful nation of God, our power has been diluted. The Philistines came to her as Delilah and says, now, what makes him strong? We need to find that out. Really, what makes him strong? We'll give you thousands of dollars if you'll just find out for us. So Delilah, she said, come here, big boy. Just lay your head upon my lap and let me just kind of comb and stroke your hair. What she really wanted to do was scalp him. What makes you so strong? He says, I'll tell you. He says, if you'll take 7 green vines and tie my hands and feet with these 7 green vines, he says, I won't have no strength. So she done that. And she said, and she called the Philistines. They come in, Samson, Philistines upon thee. He just tore them apart like there was nothing. Kill the Philistines. Oh, she went back to him again. Now tell me now, what is your strength? Tell me your strength. He says, well, you take some new rope that's never been used before, and you tie my hands, and that's where all my strength, I won't be able to get loose. She done that. Same thing happened. He rose, had the power. Oh, she went on to him again. Oh, you won't tell me. You don't love me. You won't tell me. He said, well, you weave 7 locks of my hair. And he says, you know, that's where my weakness is at, my strength at, and I'll be weak. I can't do anything. She tried that. That didn't work. Well, is this harlot? Delilah put on the waterwork. She began to cry, and, you know, you don't love me, and you won't tell me, and you won't tell me this. You're just telling me a story. You really don't love me anymore. You know what he done? He said, I'll tell you. Samson said, if you cut my hair, careful, Samson, now, because that's the only thing left of your Nazarite vows. It's the only thing you got left. But if you'll cut my hair, that's where my strength's at. Chapter 16 and 19, and she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for the man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. She began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. Samson, they're upon you, but he had no strength. He jumped up, and you know what the sad part about it is? As we're sitting here this morning, he didn't even know that his strength had departed him. We sitting here as Christian people in a nation, and we don't even realize that the power don't lie with us. It's with God. And the sad thing, we don't even know the power of God is depleted and leaving our nation. It's leaving our nation. And we're not even aware of it. Because, see, our power, like old Samson, was not his hair. It was his Lord, the Holy Spirit of God. Our power is not in our military forces, the greatest power on this earth. It's not in our great, vast riches of this world. It's not in our educational system. It's in the Lord. We don't even realize in our country how it's already left us. What's happening to us today? Well, we used to have the glory of God. Christian people used to come to Sunday school. You know what? They used to come on Wednesday night. Did you know what? We used to have a choir here at Pleasant Hill on Wednesday night. We used to have a full choir on Wednesday night at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church. Used to have a full Sunday night. Judges 16 and 21. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza, and he brought him with feathers, bound him with feathers and brass, and he did grind in the prison house, howbeit his hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the Lord of the Philistine gathered them together for to offer a great sacrifice in Dagon, their gods, and to rejoice. For they said, our God hath delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand. And when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. His chains put out his eyes. Samson, named Sunshine, I never see the sunshine again. And I'm afraid our country, if people keep going in this direction as Christians, will never see the sunshine of the Lord again upon our nation. The Philistines, where is your God? As I said, the other nations used to fear this nation that we call the United States. A little old handful of people called the Islamic extremist, ISIL, has got this great nation shaken in its boots, and also the Middle East and the world today. As powerful as our nation is because of ungodly leaders, and people that do not know God, that Christian has voted for and put in office. He did not know his strength was gone. We don't know that our strength is gone. Diminished his potential in the United States today, Judges 16 and 28. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this one time, God, that I may be at once avenged the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle posts upon which the house stood and on which it was bore up, one of them on his right hand, the other with his left hand. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. One more time, God, will you remember your people. One more time will you remember the Samson, the Christian people of this nation. We might one more time avenge for your sake. The balance is in the message. Just give me this one more chance. I believe if we don't ask God to give us one more chance, we will never see the daylight again in our country. And it's going to happen pretty quick in our country, one way or the other. As we think about this, he died as a young man needlessly because of the appetite of the flesh. You know, we're really still a young nation. Did y'all know that? They have many, many nations, a lot older than the nation of the United States. We're going to die young as a nation, needlessly, because of the appetite of the flesh. And because we've been called to deliver this nation and bring the glory of God back to our nation. And so many times, Christian people have walked down the same path as old Samson did. The Lord has departed from our life. Where is the power of the church anymore? Is Christian people, where is your power? And we've done the same thing. And it all started off so very small. Look how small it started off. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God has given thee. I mean, it starts off real small for our nation. There was a time when, I'm going to tell you, when children had respect for their mothers and their fathers. And they had honor for their mothers and their fathers. You cannot have a nation without godly families. And the oldest thing that God has ordained upon the face of this earth was not government. It was the family. It was a family. Christian today, if we don't wake up and quit voting for our pocketbook, for the economy, and start voting for by the word of God, Jesus said, you're either with me or you're against me. If we don't start being the people that we ought to be, we'll be going down the same way that old Samson did until it's too late. He died. And I'm going to tell you, we are living in a dying nation right now. If we Christian today, because we are the deliverers. And I tell you, there's nothing in the Word of God says that we can't have a revival in our nation. We can have a revival in our nation. If not in our nation, you know what? We can have a revival at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church. If not a revival at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, you know what? We could have revival in your family and my family. Well, if not even in the family, you know what? I can have revival. And you can have a personal revival. There's not enough of demons in hell. Although, you know, we got the most God-hating man, I believe, has ever been on the throne of a country, squatting on this country now. But I'm going to tell you what, he can't keep this nation from being revived if God's people get right again. You know, whenever God kicked the demons out of heaven, he kicked one third of the angels were called demons out. I don't know how many that was, but you know what that done? That left two thirds of the angels. One third might have been demons, but we got two thirds of angels. And that tells me, no matter what this world throws at us, we got two thirds of the angels on our side. And that's the majority. So you today, if you want to be the person that God called you to be, it's up to you. You want to see this country turn back, it's up to you. You are the deliverer, child of God. God's called you, God's talked to you, it's up to you. As become a song of invitation. Thank you, Lord. God, I want to thank God for preaching this to me first. Thank you, Lord, for preaching this first to me. I hope God spoke to your heart of this 4th of July, of what we experience in our nation this day, and see the truth of the Word of God revealed to each and every one of us today. You want to start off the day to rededicate your life? You want to start off the day being saved? Now's the time to do it. We're going to stand and sing this song, and it's up to you. Whatever God has called you to do. But remember, God, if you're a Christian this day, God has called you to be a deliverer. Deliver this nation back and bring the glory of God back to this nation. As we sing this song. That's what old Samson found out. Without him, he couldn't do nothing. That's exactly what happened to old Samson without God. And the same thing for our nation. Without him, we could do nothing. Jesus. This is a payment also from Vacation Bible School. What's your name?
Jacob.
Jacob got saved during Vacation Bible School. You know, a lot of times we have Vacation Bible School, and it costs a lot of money to have Vacation Bible School, and so much work, you know, and sometimes we complain about it, and it's so much hard, you know. How do you set a price on someone's soul? As I think I told you that Wednesday night or Sunday night, I don't know about you, but if this child was my grandchild or my child, the price would be worth it. Would it be? So we're proud of him accepting the Lord. We talked to him about it, and he accepted the Lord, and we're proud of him as a mother and a father for bringing him to Vacation Bible School, for bringing him to church, and also giving him Bible names. You know, that's something that you don't hear a lot of today, Bible names. What's your brother's name?
Noah.
Noah, okay. Bible names. We appreciate this. He's come, and we're going to have baptism tonight. Now, here we a motion here. We accept him as a candidate for baptism. Brother Buck, I hear a second. All in favor, say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'd like for you to go to the door, and we accept you for candidate for baptism. As mother and mother also, if they want to, we'd like to shake your hands if you don't mind at this time. Let's have one more stanza if you don't mind. Anyone else? Save you, he would. You want to come just a moment? bow down right here. Just, yeah. If you can, I want you to say the sinner's prayer. And just want you to do.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, like I just explained to you, I want to repent of my sins. I know that you're the Savior of the world. You saved my soul. And I want to repent of my sin. I want you to come in my heart and save me. That's the main thing. Come in my heart and save me. Just say that loud any way that you feel fit. Have another young man. He said, if I was to die, I'd go to hell. I said, you want to go to hell? No, I don't want to go to hell. I want Jesus Christ to save me. I said, well, you willing to repent of your sins? Yes. You believe Jesus Christ got all power in heaven and earth to forgive your sins? Yes. You believe you ask him to come into your soul and save you, he would, yes. And he prayed that prayer. Then I asked him, and Jesus Christ said, whosoever shall come to me, I will nowise cast out. Are you in or you out? He said, I'm in. Kevin, you are a child of God, and you start off just like that young man. Y'all the same age right now.
That's right.
As a baby. All of us are born in the kingdom of God as babies. I hear a motion we accept him for candidate for baptism. I hear a second. All in favor by saying amen again.
Amen.
Kevin, would you mind going in the foyer and stand? Sue, if y'all want to go with us, up to y'all. Let's have one more verse. Someone else might want to come and make it right with God. Won't you come? You're here today and you're lost. You need to come. Would you come right now? Have you accepted Jesus Christ? You know for sure right now, would you die? Where would you go? If you're not sure, you need to make sure right now. Won't you come right now? You ought to come right now. It's an opportunity. God is dealing with you. You need to come. You know, you're going to die one day. There's a heaven and a hell. One place or other, you'll be. Won't you come? God bless you. Thank you for this day. All heaven rejoice because a sinner come home. Brother Joe Chancellor, you mind give us a benediction, please?